Okay, let's begin. As I said last week, the slot, which is a different series of halacha, which we're going to be doing a number of series on Hilchos Shabbos at the beginning of the Zman of Chorek. But we're going to take a little break now after the last week's introduction for Inyan HaDiyoma, which we always focus on. We'll have one shiur Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll do Yom Kippur, and then we'll have Inyanim of Sukkis and Dal Aminim. Could be the first time in one's life when they're buying your own Dal Aminim. But we'll talk about that in the future. Okay, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go Baal Seder, HaShulchan Aruch. If you have one, great. If not, we'll be just pretending it. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. That's where Hilchos Rosh Hashanah starts. And along with the Shulchan Aruch, you have some marmakomos in front of you relating to Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Noagim Lakum Bashmores, Lores Slichos V'Sachnun HaMirosh Chodesh Elul V'Eilach. As we know, Svardim starts saying slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Uminag ben Ashkenaz eino kein. The minag ben Ashkenaz is not to do that, but we start blowing shofar. Start blowing shofar on the in the mornings. Maschilin l'tkua achar tchilas shacharis v'chulu. Some blow at night, which means by mincha v'chulu. There are three reasons we know we blow shofar during Elul. Number one, the Torah quotes a couple of reasons. Number one, to wake us up to do tshuva. Because you hear the shofar, you realize Rosh Hashanah is coming. Number two, so that we don't miscalculate again. Because if you remember, Elul, these days are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, was up on Har Sinai to bring down the second set of Luchos. Remember, if you do the math, Shavasa B'Tamos was supposed to be an amazingly happy day. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Luchos and Chet Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos, the sheets back there. The 18th of Tammuz, he goes back up, and he comes down 40 days later and says, Hashem has forgiven you, he will not destroy you. And then the following day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes up again for another 40 days. We don't want to miscalculate again with the Egel, which day you blow shofar every single day, count properly all the way until the end. According to this, you should blow shofar really until Yom Kippur. The Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, quotes that minog. That's not our minog, but that is reason number two. Now, reason number three is kedei la'arbev es ha-satan. To mix up the satan thinks it's Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Not our topic now. There's a lot to say about that. I can give you an article about it after. Anyway, so that's regarding shofar. We stop blowing shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that we can have a hefsik bein tkios l'tkios. We don't blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though this year the first day is going to be Shabbos, so we're not going to blow anyway on the first day. But that is what we hold. Different halachas about slichos, which we're not going to get into right now. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. This is one of those unknown Shulchan Aruchs. You can have a whole shiur, top 10 Shulchan Aruch that nobody knows is in the Shulchan Aruch, and you could have top 10 things that are in the Shulchan Aruch that nobody does. Right, both things are interesting. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Sif Beis. Noagim l'hisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. Nobody argues. Nobody argues here. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes that one should fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? There is a machlokes, hopefully we'll get to it later, there is a machlokes gaonim, whether one is supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is not like one of those other holidays, like, you know, Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, that obviously there's a chiyuv suda, v'samachta b'chagecha. Rosh Hashanah is not a chag. Rosh Hashanah is not a chag. It's a yom of Isser Malacha, but it's not a chag. And some Gaonim say you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin that way. We say there's a chiv to eat. But we realize the idea is Yom Adin. So even though we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Achronim say, not the whole day, because then you'll go into Rosh Hashanah feeling sick. But nice idea to fast at least until Chasos. Which often is not hard because Erev Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, is very long slichos. So if you, I think they do it here at night. So if you do it then, and you're hardly going to get any sleep, by the time you wake up, you're going to want to go back to sleep after Shacharis. Then by the time you wake up, it'll be lunch, it'll be after Chatzos, and you won't have to worry. So that's often how it happens. But either way, there is a minog. It's a nice minog to fulfill fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah at least part of the day. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Ein Ofan Apneim Erev Rosh Hashanah Betfila. There's no Tachnun on Erev Rosh Hashanah because again, it has this dialectic. It's a Yantif. It's not a Yantif. But we have a little of both, as we will see. Mechapsin mistapin be'erev Hashanah, we get take a haircut and we get dressed up and we take a shower before Erev Hashanah. The Torah quotes because we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Am Yisrael a proper din. Even though other times, if I would go to court, the Torah says you wear black and you're sad and you don't get a haircut and you look disheveled and you don't know what's going to be, Am Yisrael is confident. And therefore, we get haircuts, and we wear nice clothing, and we have good food, because we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaseh Lanu Nisim, is the language of the Torah. Okay, there is a minhag also to go to a mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Again, a minhag. Others go to cemeteries for different reasons. Oh, you should be aware. There is a Mishnah Berurah here that's quoted outside of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Ramah quotes that there's a minhag to go to the Beis HaKfaris. Why do you go to the Beis HaKfaris? The Gemara talks about on fast days there was a minhag on going to the Beis HaKfaris to daven bischus the mesim, or to recognize that, remember that life is finite. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes, "You should not daven to the niftarim. You should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bischus the niftarim." This is the Mishnah Berurah that's quoted outside. The minhag of many is to talk to their departed. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying you can't blast the minhag of Klal Yisrael of so many. Nobody thinks that they have power. Well, we shouldn't daven to think that our relatives have power, but we can say, put in a good word, please. You know, they're they have connections upstairs. So you know, we don't believe like to put a good. So again, it's not our topic now, but I'll mention it now. It's the same discussion by some of the slichos. Some of the slichos we talk to malachim. Some of them are a little controversial. Machnis Erachimim, one of the more famous songs. Machnis Erachimim, right? Those angels, please bring in my tefillos to Hashem. So some say, Chas v'shalom, how can it be? And the Maharal screams about it, and the Chasam Sofer screams about it, but interestingly, the Maharal says, I don't think they should be doing this. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, what does he say? He doesn't say, I was mevatel it. He says, so I say a really long tachnun at the end of Slichus, so nobody knows I'm not saying it. So what do you learn from that? You learn from it's hard to change a minhag of Klal Yisrael. And he didn't stand up and say, it's wrong, you have to stop. But he didn't want to do it himself. So he didn't want to cause machlokas. That's what he did. But elu ve'elu, many say, many contemporary poskim say, that it's there are many that say it, and we're not davening to the malachim, we're asking the malachim also to put in a good word. But obviously it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate source of our tefillah. But it's an important Mishnah Berurah just to be aware of. Okay, Tavkuf Pei Beis, the additions that we have during Aseres Yimei Tshuva and on Rosh Hashanah. So we know the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, says we add in Amelech HaKadosh and Amelech HaMishpat. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you forget either of them, you have to repeat. The Ramah says, no, look what I wrote in Kuf Yuches. The Ramah quotes that only for Amelech HaKadosh one has to repeat, but for Amelech HaMishpat not, because we say the word melech anyway. Melech ohev stuck up umishpat. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. And he continues, if you remember Tokadei Dibur, then you could go back. If it's after Tokadei Dibur, if you said already said the word atachonein, you gotta go back to the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you forget Sif Hei, if you forget Zachreinu or Micha Mocha, so then one does not have to go back. Why? That is not in Shas anywhere. Interestingly, that's not in the Gemara anywhere. Those Hosafos in Tishmon Esrei were from the Gaonim. They're not found in the Gemara or Chazal anywhere. That's why they're less powerful in terms of the Halacha, and therefore if you forget, Amalach HaKadosh and Amalach HaMishpat, they're both in the Gemara. So that's what you have to repeat, but Halacha HaMishpat, maybe you said it. But Zachreinu and Michamocha are not. There's even a controversy. Some are showing him not to say Zachreinu and Michamocha. If you look in source number one, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamedalid that Lo Olam Ayishal Adam Tzrachav Lo B'Shalash Rishonos Lo B'Shalash Achronos. You're not allowed to ask for things in the first three Brachas. First three Brachas are Shevach, Zachreinu L'Chaim. That sounds like a Bakasha. So how do we even ask that? So the Rashba says, don't say it. Don't say it. The Shulchan Aruch says we can say it. So how do you answer that kasha? How do you answer the kasha? So Tosfos quotes, maybe only tzorche yachid is not allowed to be asked for. I can't ask for personal. But if we're asking for Klal Yisrael, Hashem, please remember all of us, l'chaim. That has to be our kavana. Tzorche rabim. The Rush has a little different shot. The Rush on that Gemara in Brachas, the Rush in source number 3 says, the fact that I need Hashem is itself the greatest praise. And the fact that I daven for my life is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So it is Shevach in a certain way. It shows I'm dependent. Right? V'kavid hu l'rav sha'arabim srichim lo. Kavid hu l'rav sha'arabim srichim lo. Okay. So it's a later takana, so we're generally not chozer. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet, Yesh Nogim Lespala Barashonav Yom Kippur and Bekriya. There are those that daven a little bent over on Barashonav Yom Kippur, but Srichemim Leskof Besoha Brachas. But you can't do extra Kriyas in Shmona Esrei. At the end of every Bracha, one has to be standing because you're not allowed to have any extra Kriyos during Shmona Esrei. That's why, just by the way, if you happen to be still saying the silent Shmona Esrei and the tzibur gets up to modim, then you're supposed to bow. But everybody else is bowing, so you're not supposed to be poor Shmona Tzibur. But you should make sure you're not at the end of a bracha. Make sure you're in the middle of a bracha. Because if you're at the end of a bracha, then it's, you're being mosif on the kriyos at the end of a bracha. Bracha l'Hashem shover evi machnei zedim. No, you're not allowed to do that. Right? There are specific numbers of kriyos the Gemara has, and unless you're a melech or a kohen gadol, which you have different halachas, but that is in terms of the kriyas. But related to this, bakashos. Usually bakashos are stayed away from on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not supposed to have personal bakashos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why some of the tefillah is left out. But the post can talk about it. The Piskei Tshuva's quotes in source number 5, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are days of bakasha. So this year, right, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, but no bakasha is Rosh Hashanah. You could be Megal. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah are days of bakasha. And therefore, one is allowed to ask for things even on Shabbos. The Levush quotes here in this siman, Tafkuf Pei Beis, the minhag, again, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's the minhag of most places. I don't think it's the minhag here. But many communities in Eretz Yisrael have minhag Yagra. Because the Talmid Yagra were the first major group that came in the 1850s. So many of the minhagim of the Gra developed became minhag of Eretz Yisrael. So one of those minhagim is the psukim that we say for at night before the Shabbos or Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. The Shamru, Vayidaber. So none of those are in Shulchan Aruch. And the Gra says, don't say them. And that's why in many places in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say that because it's a hefsik. Right? Smichas gula l'tfila, the Gemara talks about. And the Gemara says, okay, hashkiveinu. Okay, Hashem svasai tiftach. But that's it. Right? Gula rechta or tfila rechta. But none of the other psukim are in the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any of them. What? Oh, what? Well, I don't know. I think it applies. I don't know, maybe, obviously, but there are other answers given. But the Torah quotes Vishamru. The Torah quotes Vishamru. Why? Because if we would keep two Shabbos, it's Miyad Nigalin. So it's connected to Geula also. That's on every Friday night. You should know, if you're in a shul that says Vishamru, that's the Torah quotes that. But okay, what about Vayidaber Moshe Esmoladei Hashem Omanei Yisrael? That's all Yom Tovim or Zeichlis Yis Mitzrayim, says the Levush. Says the Levush, one of the early Achronim, right, relative of the Ramah. He says, not a problem. What about Rosh Hashanah? Tikkun b'chodesh shofar. Many shuls say that. That's not Zeichlis Yis Mitzrayim. Says the Levush, Ve'ein ze hefzek ben gula tfila. Ki pasek ze mein gula. Ke gula rech ledami. It's like a gula also. Why? Because the shofar reminds us of the gula Mashiach. This is where drush and halacha are like overlapping. Wow. That's what he says. Bayom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. You didn't even get to the best part yet. And what about Yom Kippur? Kibayom azeh yechaper aleichem latar eschem. You explain Shabbos and Yantif and Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. Says the Levush. And the Levush is a halachic work. Keep that in mind. The Levush is explaining, why is it not a hefsik? Yom HaPipurim. Look at the last line. Zikaron ha-gula ha-amitis hi-gulas ha-nefesh. Ve'en lecha gula ha-richta gdola mizu. It's no greater than gula than gulas ha-nefesh. Wow. But anyway, this is halachic discussion, and one should be aware of that. Good. The end of the siman. The end of the siman, Tavkuf Pei Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quote, the Ramah quotes, the Minog, the special wish that we wish to each other, only night of the year that we don't just say, Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, Gideon Tivka Shabbos. The only night of the year that we say something else. V'noagin shekol echad omer l'chaveiro, l'shana tova tikasev. That's what the Ramah says. Hoshana Tova Tikasef. Right? You should be written. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Magen Avraham. You say Tikasef Asei Chasev. And if you're Hasidish, you say La'adam Chaim Tovim L'Shalom. And you give a whole Megillah. But that's fine. But the Ramal only quotes Hoshana Tova Tikasef. The Magen Avraham says Asei Asei Chasev. The Gra says, don't say Vesei Chasem. What's this based on? So it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, source number 8. Remember the Rosh Hashanah design says, the three books that are open, Shlosh, Sfarim, Niftachin, Rosh Hashanah. Three books, the top of the second page. Three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. One of Rishayim Gemurim, one of Tzadikim Gemurim, and one of Beinonim. Tzadikim and Rishayim are done on Rosh Hashanah. They're done. But Beinonim are Tzlin V'Omdim. Beautiful Lashon. Tzlin V'Omdin until Yom Kippur. So says the Ramah, says the Gra, we're Beinonis. So we don't have the Chasim on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah Tova, take us safe. Right? The Ksiva is on Rosh Hashanah, not the Chasima. That's what's more accurate. But the Magen Avraham and the Minog of Klal Yisrael is to say V'Sei Chasim for one of two reasons. Either because, yeah, even though the Chasim is going to be during the week, but, you know, we're wishing it now, at the beginning of the process. Or, and it's a beautiful kavana to have, we're wishing that everybody is a tzaddik. Yeah, I'm giving you, I know you're a tzaddik. You can have a chasima today. So that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and that's what one should follow. That's the minhag. Okay, Tavkuf Pei Gimel. We continue, and we eat a lot of interesting fruits and vegetables. The night of Rosh Hashanah, fascinatingly, it comes all the way back from the Gemara. Gemara talks about this. Adam Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you should eat leek and carrots and radish and dates and zucchini. All these with the yiratzons along. Interesting that this is not nichush. The Rishonim talk about that. Why isn't this like superstitious and bordering on darki hoemori? But it's not. This is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So let's talk about some of the halachas related. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that even Sifkat and Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one should first Yomer Abakasha Achar Achaz Achila Bebnei Shas Vazik Mibrach Al Achila. How do we do it? So most people do it after they wash. They take a date or whatever it is, and how do you do it? You should say Bore Priya Eitz, take a little bite, swallow, and then say the Hiratzon. One should not first say the Hiratzon, and then make a bracha, and then take a bite. Because the halacha is that one should always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he praises himself or other people. Right? By a wedding, there are two songs that are sung. First you sing Mi Bon Siach, which is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, first you say Mi Adir Al HaKol, Mi Baruch Al HaKol, which is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, the Mimon Siach song. Where do you learn this from? The Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim, I gave it to you in 15, based on the Pesukim. The Gemara Nedarim says, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, right, when he came out to give Avraham a nice bracha after the war of the four kings and the five kings, it says, Avraham, you're awesome, and Hashem's great too. First he gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon Kodesh Vavaretz. Ubar Kel Elyon, says the Gemara, Kahuna was going to come from shame, Malki Tzedek, but because he blessed Avraham before he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lost it. So that's the idea. Whenever you make a toast, let's say making a L'Chaim, should generally first make a Shahakol, take a little sip, and then make the toast. First praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you praise the person. What? Rav Shechter says that. Rav Shechter likes to quote this this Gemara Nedarim in that context. But here too, so make the bracha, eat a little bit of whatever it is, and then make the Yiratzon. If it's something that is not part of the Seuda, that you normally would not have part of the Seuda, then you have to make a separate bracha on it, like the apple, right? Like the apple. The Ramah quotes, Nogin Lechol Tapuach. We're assuming that tapuach is an apple, even though many, some say it's not an apple, but that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael to use an apple. Nogin Lechol Tapuach Matok. Bidvash, apple and the honey, and to say tischadish aleinu shana mesuka, shana tova mesuka. An apple you don't usually have as part of your meal, so that is why, even though you just said a motzi, you say a bari preitz, because whenever there's no, the bracha is not machmas, the food is not machmas asuda, you make a separate bracha for the carrots and for the zucchini and for the other things. If it's part of the meal, then you don't make a separate bracha. You can say the hiratzon, depending on what it is. one would say that. The one second. Rav Nevin Zal writes in his Haggadah. I don't think you have that. Oh yeah, you do. 15. If you don't have the simanim, you're still allowed to make the hirasan. You know, it's not like you can only say it. Or if you don't like the simanim that you're going to eat. You know, you couldn't pay me to eat a fish head. But some people love it. But sometimes we try to get the candy fish heads, the jellies. I think that counts. Anyway, but you're still allowed to make the hirasan. It's a tefillah. Why do you have the items? Why do you even have the items? So in Surah 16, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein is in Sefer on Shuvah. He discusses there's a concept of the Ramban. Ramban is called a poel dimyon. Poel dimyon, which means a physical act which reminds me of a, helps create a reality. So it's basically, you know, this will motivate me to think properly about the tefillah. And to motivate me, like, it's a word game, Jikarsu Sonenu. You can really make up your own. I know a certain Rav that makes up his own Yiratsons every year. As kids, he has food, and he tells his kids, make up the best, you know, word game with your with the Yiratsons. That's fine. You can do that. Have fun. You know, there's not the Hakamosh B'Sinai. Dafka these. Okay, but either way, this is some of the skulos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Katan Hey. These are all nice little Siman Tov. You know what's even nicer? Not to get angry, not to scream at your each other. You know, Midas Tovos. That's an even better Siman on Rosh Hashanah. An even better Siman. He says, "Kishil Siman Tov Raki Yisameach Libo Batuach Hashem Im Tshuva Umaisim Im Maisim Tov." The Rama quotes the minog of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. That means in the afternoon. Right? Noagim shelo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah. The minog is not to sleep. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says, if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a sleepy year. You're going to have a sleepy year. So some might say, I like to sleep a lot this year. Right? So I don't think Dafka means like in that way. It might mean that you're not, that's not going to be a productive year. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the four words that, first he quotes from the Ari. The Arizal said he could sleep on after Chatzos. After Chatzos. Okay, so some say, if you take this Arizal, you got to take other Arizals too. Can't pick and choose on your Arizals. And others say that the Arizal did more. They say that there's some stories. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin was, not Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, Rav Chaim Vital was next to the Arizal during one of his naps, and he was like spewing Torah. So he was like taking notes while the Arizal was sleeping. So the Arizal did a lot more when he was sleeping than we do when we're awake. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the important four words, Yoshev Batel Ki Yashin Dami. If somebody's sitting and doing nothing because he's exhausted and just forcing himself to stay awake, then take a little nap. Right? Davening Rosh Hashanah is exhausting. It's exhausting. And if somebody feels that if they take a half an hour nap, putting their head on the table, you know, that would help them to be more productive afterwards, then fine, then do that. Then do that. Right? It's not an isser mam. There are some that are very makpid. But again, just use your head. Use your time productively. That's the point. Yeah.
He's saying that to say that if you're just in there doing nothing, you should take a nap so that you can use that? Or is he saying that if you're in there doing nothing, it's like you're sleeping, you shouldn't sleep,
you should use that? Nah, I don't know. However you want to understand it. You make yourself, you be productive. The Rama also quotes the minhag of Tashlich. V'holchin al anahar lomar, this is the end of Tufkei Begimel, your minhag is to go to the river, and say the pasuk v'sashlich v'msulos yom kol chadoseinu. It does not say anywhere in the Ramah to throw food. Many do tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, except this year when the first day is Shabbos, then many do it on the second day. But one should be aware, there is an iser d'rabanan to feed animals on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about finding water in Kerem V'Yavneh, don't worry. But there's a minhag in the way, and when you go back to wherever, there's an iser to feed animals that on Shabbos or Yontif that don't rely on you for food. If it's your dog or your animal, then you have to feed it. It's mitzvah. But if it's not, then one's not supposed to feed animals like fish, right? There's throwing your chatama. You just say the pasuk. You don't have to put anything into the water.
On Shabbos, you can say the pasukim without the bread.
So, yeah, you can make her a din. I think the minhag is to do it on the second day when, but whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just the psukim. Why do we do tashlich by water? Water, so some say, there are many different reasons. Some say, well, water in Tanakh, you always anointed a king near water. Minui HaMelech was always near a Mayan. So we're like being Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we go daven next to a source of water. One idea.
Same Gemara as the Simanim.
What?
The same Gemara.
Harios. Right, the same Gemara Harios as the Simanim. Yeah. One. The second answer is based on a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Avram Avinu was on his way to do the Akedah, the Satan tried everything to get him to stop because he knew this would be a schus forever. So finally, he dressed up like a huge raging sea. And he made it, you, and Avram Avinu was going, and he was like up to his neck. And the Medrash says, Avram Avinu says, Hashem, what do you want me to do? I'm going to die. And then the water stopped. To remember the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram Avinu, we do a lot about the Akedah today. To remember that Mesiris Nefesh, we go to water. Another reason for Tashlich. Yeah?
Can one biped fish just do Tashlich?
You don't need the fish. According to either reason, you don't need the fish. So again, the minhag is to go by. Maybe it shows it's like Mayim Chayim. I know the minhag is some people turn on their sink and turn on the water. But again, it's fine. Tough Kuf Pei Dalet. We're not going to focus on so much, but it's right. No Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. No Hallel. That's one of the questions the Malachim had. The Malachim say, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's not fair. What's going on here? Why aren't they saying Hallel?" So Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers. Right? It's a day of judgment. It's not appropriate. Not appropriate to say Hallel on that day, so we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur. Or on Yom Kippur. Tav Kuf Pei Hei. We're just doing the more Lamaisa Halacha. Tav Kuf Pei Hei, Tzorach Letzkoa Me'uma. Now we're getting into Shofar. So one has to blow Shofar standing. Tzorach Letzkoa Me'umad. And the minhag is to blow shofar at the bima. So the schus of the Torah that you lane from the bima and the schus of the shofar could be could connect to each other. Kodem sheyiska, before we blow, yivarach lishmoa kol shofar, yivarach shechiyanu. Two brachas, lishmoa and shechiyanu. Does that mean the mitzvah is shmiya? Big discussion, shmiya, tkiya. But that is the bracha. It's nice, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tov letkoa b'tzad yamin. It's good to blow on the right side of your mouth. It's not ma'akev. Somebody's about to get it. It's good to blow on the right side of your mouth. So this is, one should be aware of it. This Bir Halacha is famous. Why is it famous? It's famous if you know it. But we'll make it famous. Right? The Bir Halacha here quotes the Yar Sameach. This is the only time in all of the Chafetz Chaim's writings that he quotes a contemporary. He never quotes anyone from this from his generation. The only time that the Chafetz Chaim ever quotes somebody contemporary is this Bir Halacha. He quotes Shamati B'Shem Agon of Meir Simcha Kohen Tam Nachon. Why there's a remez to blow on the right side? Because in the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim by Gidon, it says they held the shofars in their right hand. That's a remez. There's a lot of different literature about why the Chafetz Chaim Dafka quoted the Meshech Chachma once. You know, not anybody else. Okay, maybe we'll get to that at the end if there's time. But again, it's not ma'akev. Do you eat before tekiyas or after tekiyas? Big discussion. Different yeshivas have different minhagim. Whether you make kiddush before or after tekiyas, both have obviously a basis. The Rama quotes that there is something called a makri. The Rama quotes that the makri tekiyah shvarim right is even by the first sound, but the achronim assume that. It is, you don't have to do it by the first one because there's no bilbul there. You don't have to tell me. Tekiyah, obviously, you start with tekiyah. But the other ones would need it. Good. Tavkuf Peites. Skipping, we're not going to talk about shofar, types of shofaros. We're not going to talk about crack shofars and others. Some of these halachas, you know, I think none of these halachas come up. Everything came up during Corona. Right? Putting a thing on the edge of the shofar, hearing it, the echoes of other rooms, all of these halachas. Hashem. Should just be, theoretical. So let's skip now to Zman Tekiyah shofars during the day. Okay, Tavkuf Peites. Tavkuf Peites, who is Chayiv and Shofar? So we know, Kol Shein Mechuyav B'Davar, one is only Motzi, others if they are Mechuyav B'Davar. So a child or a woman is Pturos, a woman or Pturos, this is one of the Mitzvot Aseh Shazvan Grama. Now we usually think, how many Mitzvot Aseh Shazvan Grama are there, if I ask you? How many women, sometimes people think like, 25. How many mitzvahs are women pturos from? Because the mitzvah says it's on grandma. How many? Single digits. Single digits. Right? Think, not too many. In the Gemara, I think there's less than eight. Right? It's less. There's, right? You think about it. Lulav Sukkah, Shabbos, they're chayiv in everything. Because the Losa says. Chametz, Pesach, they're chayiv in everything. Because Chametz, Chametz, Chametz. What are they potter from? Okay. Sukkah, lulav. What? Tefillah, they're chayev. Right, tefillah is rachmi. Kriyashma. Kriyashma. There's a few. Tzitzis tefillah. Right, that's and then there's a few that are mentioned by the Rishonim that are added on, and whether it's, and there's a big lumdis whether certain things are Zman Grama, Svirsa Omer, and Kiddush Levana, but there's very few. We think that's, oh, there are women are potter from like half the mitzvahs. No, very, very few. Very few. So here's one of them, though. But the minhag is too for women to hear the shofar, and even if it's only for a woman's hearing it, so we even allow Ashkenazim a brach. Okay, but how many sounds do we have to hear? How many sounds do we have to hear? Here's the a crucial inyanim. So there are different levels. This is a summary of the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Kuf Tzadi. Different levels. Level one. What does it say in the Torah? It says the word trua three times. If you put together Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, it says the word trua three times, and we have a Torah Shebal Peh that whatever sound the true is, it has to be preceded and followed by a straight sound, a tkia. So midaraisa, you have to hear nine sounds. Three truas, and a tkia before and after. Step one, nine sounds. There's a problem, though. We have no idea what the word trua means in the Torah. We don't know. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. We don't know what it means. It means some type of crying sound. But we don't know what type of crying sound it means. Does it mean what we call shvarim, like a groaning? Does it mean what we call a trua, which is a wailing out of control? Or does it mean both? Shvarim trua. Because first you start groaning, then you start wailing. The opposite, trua shvarim, is not the normal way that people cry. So we don't assume that that's possible. So maybe it means shvarim, maybe it means trua, maybe it means shvarim trua. So just in case, we have to do all of them each three times. Which adds up to 30. Right? Three sets of tkiya shvarim tkiya, three sets of tkiya shrua tkiya, three sets of tkiya shvarim shrua tkiya. That equals 30, and that is why that is the minimum number of kolos one has to hear. If one is blowing for a private person, if one is blowing in a hospital, if one is blowing for somebody you didn't hear, 30 kolos. That's it. That's the mitzvah. That's the minimum. So where do we get to 100? Right? So step one is 9, which is 30. Step two, there is a takana. According to most Rishonim, it's a din derabbanan. Tekios al seder habrachas. Tekios in conjunction with Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofros, the special brachos that we say on Rosh Hashanah, we should blow shofar in conjunction with those brachos. So that is why we have 30 before Shmona Esrei, and we're Yotzei. But the second din is that Chazal instituted Tekios in conjunction, so we get another 30 in Shmona Esrei. Because by each bracha, we do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. That's 10. 10, 10, 10. That's another 30. So by the time you finish, 60. Unless you daven Nusach Svard or other minhagim, if you blow shofar in the silent Shmona Esrei and in the Chazaras HaShatz, by the time you finish Chazaras HaShatz, you're up to 90. So depending on what your minhag is, you're either up to 60 or 90 by the end of Chazaras HaShatz. But that's step two. Step one is 9, which is 30. Step two is 60 or 90. Because of Tekiyas HaSeder HaBrachos, and finally, step three, we round it up to 100. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the mother of Sisra, the mother of that anti-Semitic, terrible general that killed a lot of Jews, cried 100 cries when her Bubala son didn't come back. So we blow. So we could have a whole shiur. Why do we care about Aim Sisra, Aim Hitler? You know, why should that have anything to do with us on Rosh Hashanah? A lot of pshatim given for that. One should know, though, that there is one Achron who said it's a mistake. It should say Aim Sarah. When Sarah heard about the Akedah, she cried 100 cries, which would make a lot of sense connecting to Rosh Hashanah, but Klai Yisrael assumed that it says Aim Sisra for 900 years, so we'll go with all the varts and the drushes about that. Yes? What? No, so Svar, because there's 10 for each Malkit, 10 for each bracha in the silent Shmona Esrei, and 10 for each bracha in the Chazaras HaShatz. So there's 30 before Shmona Esrei, there's 30 during the silent, 30 during Chazaras HaShatz, and then there's either, so at the end you add on either 40 or 10 in order to make it a rounded 100. Yeah. We don't blow 9. theoretically, we should blow 9 kolos total. It says the word trua 3 times. So whatever sound in the Torah that we have to hear, trua is the sound in the Torah that we have to hear. So, but and we know you have to have Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to have a tekiah before and after. So we only have to hear 9 sounds. But we don't know what that sound is, so we have to be machmer and do all of them. Right, Rabbi Yavo is Masake.
27 is
it? Well, no, Shvarim Shru is counted as 2. Shvarim Shru is counted as 2. Yeah. So different minhagim. Different minhagim about when. Doesn't matter. Look, Adchila, one shouldn't be mafsik. One shouldn't be mafsik from the beginning all the way to the end to get all the kolos as part of the mitzvah. If one has to be mafsik, once taking care of a child, after, once you heard 30, you a yod say. So one can say Asher Yatzar if one went to the bathroom. If one thinks that, again, the first day there's no shofar, but this year. But one can say Asher Yatzar if you think that you might have to go to the bathroom again later. One can say if you need to take care of something else, another tzorech. All the piyutim we say, you know, that's letzorech tefilas. Anything that's letzorech would be allowed. There is a question which is not for most of us, but those who blow shofar, it's called big machlokas rishonim, whether it's shtei neshimos or neshima achas. Do you take a breath between the shvarim trua? Shvarim trua, that's a machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet says, well, it's a machlokas rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, so Yotzei, Yerei Shamayim should do both. The first 30 you should do in one neshima, and the rest should be in two neshimas. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, no, we do it in all two neshimas. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that the minhag is to do it like the Shulchan Aruch here, even Ashkenazim. Right, the first 30 kolos neshima achas. If you listen carefully, you could hear the Baal Tokea not take a breath, and to blow in one, and then the rest of them is in shtei neshimos. The Shulchan Aruch says it does not matter on the sound. Even if it's a deep sound, a high sound, even if it switches in the middle. Sometimes you have doo, right, like give the eyes. It's kosher. As long as it's one sound, you know, it doesn't break in the middle, it's all okay. It's all okay. Good, just one or two other points. We spoke about the different minhagim about shofar. Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, Tavkuf Tzadi Ches talks about the Chi of Su'uda. Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, as we mentioned, there is a Chi of Ochlin Vishosin Usmechin. We eat, drink, and are merry on Rosh Hashanah. Vein Mesanim Rosh Hashanah. V'lo Besar Shuvah. Amnam, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo Yochlu Kol Savam. L'man Lo Yekelu Barosham. It should be a little more serious than the average Yontif meal. There are poskim that say that you should fast. There is some gaonim. So we don't play, so we don't paskin that way, but it still should be a little more serious of an atmosphere. It doesn't have to be so heavy, but a little more serious of an atmosphere than a regular yontif meal. We do, even though we don't paskin that you fast, there's an interesting halacha that where it comes up halacha maisa. If you, what is the usual rule if you forget ritzei or yalaviyavo? What in benching? What's the usual rule? So the rule is if you had a chiyuv to eat bread, then you have to repeat benching. So Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav V'Yavo, you don't have a chiyuv to be benching. But on Shabbos and Yontif, you do. The Magen Avraham quotes on Rosh Hashanah, if you forget Yalav V'Yavo, you do not repeat benching. Because after all, some Gaonim say you should be fasting. So don't forget. But if one forgot, the Magen Avraham quotes, I think, that one does not repeat, because after all, the chiyuv Su'udah is a little iffy. There is a chiyuv suda, but because it's fascinating. But still, it's a different type of chiyuv suda. It's a chiyuv suda acknowledging that some say it's usher to eat, right? So we don't pask in that way, but it comes up b'dieved in that situation. If you forgot, okay, right? Maybe if it's right after Uvene, you could say that. If it's right after Uvene, you could say that. One other halacha in Siman Taf Reish, we talk about the second night. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether Rosh Hashanah is two kedushos or what's called Yom Ha'arichta. Right? It's a different type of two-day yantif than all others. Whereas the only two-day yantif that we have in Israel. So it's a different. The Gemara basically talks about what the basis of it is. But because it might be what's called Yom Ha'arichta, one long day, so on the second night you're going to say a Shechianu, but you said a Shechianu earlier in the day. Yom Ha'arichta. So that is why the minhag is to have something new on the second night, a new fruit, a new suit, something. And have in mind, the Shechianu goes on that too. May Ikara didn't we paskin, it's shtei kedushos. It's not Yom Arichta. And therefore, if you have nothing new, you still say Shechianu. And you have it, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, many people only have in mind the suit or the fruit. Have in mind Rosh Hashanah. Because most Rishonim say that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, not one long day. Have in mind also the fruit or the suit. But again, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman says, some people don't realize that. And just have in mind the day, and then everything else is included. This is Minyanei Rosh Hashanah. I think we got through most of the Halacha L'maisa. Any other questions?
Why don't they sit with an owl? Trying to start trouble? Why don't they sit with an owl?
It's
been
hugging. Only last week.
What?
They do.
We do say.
But until.
It's been hugging. Different hugging. Things developed over time. Mm. No, we don't eat rice, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, go ahead. Thank you.
Next week we'll do it in Yom Kippur.